Our next report comes from Robbie TG's sixth grade class at the North Shore Community School. I would say northeast of Duluth, southwest of Two Harbors.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phenology report for the week of May 6th. My name is Cyrus, and I'll be your phenologist for this week. The leaves on our aspen have emerged with their bright spring leaves. Leaves rustling in the breeze have a new spring sound. March marigolds are in full yellow bloom now. The fiddleheads have not come out yet, but of the ferns in the woods. Things still need just a bit of warmer temperatures. A single sandhill crane flew from a field on Thursday. Killdeer are visiting our school field quite a bit now. Hooded mergansers are floating on Lake Superior this week. Seth saw a bunch of interesting insects on his trampoline, and they have been there a few times. Maybe they were attracted by some material, or came out of a nearby tree. They looked like black beetles, and some were tiny. It creeped him out. Miss Hickey found the dried body of a precious diving beetle on the road. When we did our community service field trip along the Knife River, we found a blue spotted salamander. He is our temporary class pet. He will be returned before the school is out. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Nice job, Cyrus. Always lots of good observations from that group. A blue-spotted salamander. That's the first I've heard of this spring. They're not always that common. I paused there briefly as an oriole flew in and landed in a... he's sitting in the spruce tree outside our window, but he came to that bright red seed feeder thinking he might get some nectar. Not today. We'll have to try and figure out a way to feed the oriole and maybe some of those newly returned hummingbirds that we're seeing out here.